We have a question from our live audience. Linda wants to know if you have any recommendations for riding in the snow. When is it safe to ride a horse in the snow? Can it be too difficult for horses riding in the snow? Is there a depth that maybe people should avoid?
You know, I would look at snow a bit like I would look at a lot of footing, although it's a little bit different. But I would be, my biggest concern with riding in the snow would be knowing what's underneath the snow. Mm-hmm. And depending on the depth of it, you know, if they get down to sheet ice, that's a problem. And as you've probably noticed, I am not a big, I'm very scared of ice and all things ice.
And so,
you know, that would be my biggest concern about riding in the snow is what's underneath the snow. Obviously, if it gets to be, you know, and I'm just sort of guessing here, but it depends on the size of the, a little bit on the size, the height of the horse and that sort of thing. But, you know, I would say if they're having a, they're having to struggle to get through it without you riding them. So if it's in a pasture situation and it's over their knees and it's a real struggle for them, then they're going to tell you that that maybe is not the best place to ride or the best time to ride. It's a little better than super deep dirt or footing in an arena just because it's not quite as heavy. But I would say just kind of let them tell you how big a struggle it is. But my bigger concern is what's underneath it.
Yeah, I think of just how hard it is to feed in the deep snow, you know, tromping out. Mm-hmm. Across the snow, it's up to your knees, and it's just it's a workout just to get hay thrown. And I think of how hard that can be on them too, if we're wanting to. It, you know, there's that idea of galloping through the snow, right? To get your photo. So maybe get on, get your Instagram right. photo, get off, and go back inside.
Right. Be done.
Right.
That would be my suggestion. Yep.